USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Monkeypox is spreading. The World Health Organization confirming 80 cases of monkeypox with recent outbreaks reported in 11 countries. In the United States, one possible case in New York and one possible case in Massachusetts are being investigated. President Biden says he's keeping his eye on the situation.
It is something that everybody should be concerned about. We're working on it hard to figure out what we do and what vaccine, if any, may be available for us.
An emergency shipment of baby formula should be hitting U.S. store shelves early next week. The first shipment from Operation Fly Formula set to arrive in Indiana Sunday after about 130 pallets of Nestle infant formula were loaded onto cargo aircraft in Germany. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, neighbor. Pat Boone here. You know, they say every dark cloud has a silver lining, right? Well, today I'm going to prove it. Rising political and economic uncertainty is increasing market volatility. This flight to safety is pushing up gold and silver prices like never before. So, to help protect listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer. Historic silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazingly low price of just
$12.50 each delivered.
That's right.
$12.50 each delivered.
While supplies last. Call 800-289-2646 now, which spells 800-BUYCOIN by coin. Put a silver lining in your portfolio now. Call 800-289-2646 or online at SwissAmerica.com. 800-289-2646, and you can tell them Pat Boone gave you the number.
The deadly tornado that ripped through Gaylord, Michigan on Friday had winds of 150 miles per hour. The National Weather Service saying it was the first tornado in Michigan that was an EF3 or stronger since 2012, and that it tore a wide path through Oswego County over 16 miles long. The tornado killed two people and injured 44 and caused widespread damage in both residential and commercial areas. Gaylord resident Dawn Gruba tells Up North Live what she witnessed on Friday.
You just saw house material and everything going through the sky and massive debris. Like, we even have insulation stuck to our truck and just clumps.
After one of his worst rounds ever in a major, Tiger Woods withdrew from the PGA Championship before the final round. And the Dallas Mavericks host the Golden State Warriors in Game 3 of the NBA Western Conference Finals tonight. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, makes remarks Saturday addressing the class of 2022 from West Point Military Academy in New York, rallying incoming members of the Armed Services Forces against foreign adversaries.
Yet again, in Ukraine, we are learning the lesson that aggression left unanswered only emboldens the aggressor.
An insurance company is launching coverage for marijuana DUIs.
An insurance company is bringing cannabis DUI coverage to drivers across the country. The company Reefer recently launched cannabis DUI insurance coverage in Missouri, and it's coming to Oregon, Georgia, and other states with a legal pathway towards consumption soon. It's meant to help people charged with driving under the influence of cannabis with various expenses, including legal representation, transportation costs, and incidental expenses. Founder Justin Kahn said regular users often put themselves at risk for a DUI since THC remains in the body for much longer than impairment lasts. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
This year's winner of the Preakness Stakes is early voting. The colt had the second-best odds to win Saturday's horse race at the Pimlico Racecourse in Baltimore. Once again coming in second place was Epicenter, who also came in second at the Kentucky Derby. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.